That's a really good point. Well, let's move from the hypothetical to the reality of this second case of a woman in her 40s, Mario. What happened?
You all know I'm at MSKCC, so you can all imagine what we did. It wasn't chemo. All right. So this is another lady came to me from Midwest, and she was gravity zero, wanting to have children. Very healthy, but was having significant menorrhagia. She had a prior myomectomy in the past and a left ovary taken out for benign disease. She had DNC at the time of having her menorrhagia and a polypectomy, which actually diagnosed her leiomyosarcoma in the uterus. CT scan showed a 1.2 centimeter lesion in the right hepatic lobe. MRI in March of 2017, it was a 3.7 fundal mass, which was considered suspicious by our radiologist on MRI, as well as a 2.8 centimeter anterior mid-vaginal mass. She also had a cervical mass, all suspicious for malignancy. So what do we do? We have a conversation with her. There's no right answer for these cases, as you all know. So we did biopsy the vaginal mass because, you know, if it was a sarcoma for sure, it would have been a pretty extensive surgery. Because sarcoma surgery, you want to get a nice clean margin, a clean resection. You don't want to morcellate. You don't want to chop things up. You don't want to compromise on your margin. So that would have factored more into my decision of whether I would try surgery first or not, if it was going to be entailing possibly bladder resection and things like that. So we did actually biopsy the vaginal mass. With interventional radiology, it came back to smooth muscle tumor, which is myxoid changes, not sarcoma. We did an MRI of abdomen and pelvis, and again, they felt that the segment 8 hepatic lesion was metastasis.
Just to be clear, though, the vaginal mass, was it malignant?
It was no. Biopsy was felt to be just a benign smooth muscle tumor. But again, there can be sampling error, of course. You know, that's why we don't normally sample these leiomyomas to get diagnosis, because of the high sampling error. So we rarely biopsy a uterine mass like this to see if it's sarcoma or not. But we did that because it would have altered my surgical thinking, most likely, not so much the liver lesion. After we did this workup, the vaginal mass was stable. Her masses in the uterus were growing. She continued to have bleeding. We knew about the liver lesion. You know, she was symptomatic enough that we were going to take the uterus out anyway. So we had our liver surgeon come and give us a hand, and we did an laparotomy, no MIS surgery for these cases.
What kind of symptoms did she have from the primary?
Just bleeding.
Just the bleeding. No pain?
No, just bleeding. She was just having a lot of bleeding pretty much nonstop. Not really requiring transfusion or anything like that. You know, we checked those things, but just constant sort of spotting and bleeding. So we did a laparotomy, did TH, right salpingectomy. She wanted to keep her ovary that she had, so we retained that for her. We resected the vaginal mass also, which was not easy to do from that angle. And then the segment A hepatic wedge resection took all of 30 minutes for our liver surgeon to do, so that's what we did. And the pathology, the only sarcoma she had was a leiomyosarcoma in the uterus. The vaginal mass was benign on final pathology, just a myxoid leiomyoma. And her liver mass actually was focal nodular hyperplasia, which I always use lots of cases to show that you can't rely on imaging so heavily like we do. The best diagnosis is a tissue diagnosis. So to alter your plans just based on imaging sometimes, I think you can make some mistakes in judgment. That's just a word of caution. So I never go just by imaging. If I find something and it's not obvious that it's metastatic, you know, either surgery or a biopsy of some sort before you make your decisions. As you can imagine, we offered no further therapy, and she's been a year and a half without disease.
Amanda, any comments about how you might have managed it? Any comments about the course of this patient?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was managed well. I'm curious, Mario, do you know what the estrogen receptor status was on this tumor?
Nope, and we didn't even check.
Okay, so it's something that can be routinely checked at institutions. The literature about whether to perform bilateral salpingophorectomy in this population is very unclear. Most of the studies are retrospective or small institutional or serotype database studies, which don't offer the full picture. So I would be curious to know that in this younger patient, as, you know, empirically there could be some benefit to, you know, removing an ovary in a setting where a patient has a strongly estrogen positive tumor.